Welcome to Chess Times, a Chess Gaja podcast. Your quick 10-minute dose of chess news, tournament highlights, and stories from the chess world, brought to you by Chess Gaja Academy. Whether you're a pro or a beginner, let's make your next move your best move. Let's
Today
dive in.
It's going to be an exciting discussion as we dive into three major chess tournaments taking center stage this year: the Nicosia Grand Prix, the American Cup, and the European Championship. Honestly, it's a packed lineup, isn't it?
Oh, totally. And I think what's really exciting is just how much variety each of these events brings, you know? Like, each one has its own flavor. But where do we even begin with all the action?
Well, let's start with the Nicosia Grand Prix. I mean, this tournament is fast becoming a cornerstone of the chess calendar. Players from all over have been flocking to it. And it's not just because of the prestige, but also the fierce level of competition it promises.
Right. It's kind of become the ultimate proving ground for so many up-and-coming players. Like, if you want to see breakout performances, this is the event to watch.
Absolutely. But then we've also got the American Cup, which has more of a tradition of showcasing dramatic comebacks. That tournament, more than the others, almost feels like a chess soap opera in all the right ways.
Wait, hold up. A chess soap opera? That's...
Well, think about it. You have these high-stakes matches, rivals, locking horns across the board, and of course, spectacular game-turning blunders. It's all so intense.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. But then we've also got the European Championship, which honestly is just robust. Like, you're looking at a field that's consistently strong, and every player is coming in with a game face ready to take the title.
Exactly. And it's always been considered the ultimate test of endurance because each match has such high stakes right from the beginning. The European Championship is where grit and consistency truly shine.
You're so right about that. I feel like, not to sound overly dramatic, but that's where champions are made. It's just such a powerful event.
Speaking of these amazing tournaments, let's dive right into the Nicosia Women's Grand Prix. This year's event, honestly, just feels monumental. The level of competition seems to have jumped up several notches, wouldn't you say?
That's right. GM Anna Muzychuk emerged as the winner after a series of intense rounds.
The final round was particularly stressful, with all the games ending in draws.
Exactly. Anna was tied with Jujiner on a score of 6 out of 9, but she claimed the title based on various tiebreakers.
And let's not forget, they ended up splitting the prize money along with the Grand Prix points.
There were some missed winning opportunities from both Ju and Olga Badelka, and Harika Dronovali, Alexandra Goryachkina, and Maria Muzychuk were all close in the final standings.
Moving on to the 2025 American Cup Open, where GM Hikaru Nakamura faced off against GM Fabiano Caruana in a dramatic tiebreaker blitz game.
Nakamura secured the title after winning the grand final. He won the first classical game, and the second round ended in a draw.
That's right. He triumphed in the open section, and thanks to his early success, he got an extra rest day.
Meanwhile, Caruana had to fight his way to the match by playing his way out of the elimination game.
Now let's talk about the women's section of the 2025 American Cup.
IM Alice Lee successfully defended her title against Tatev Abrahamian in a very close match that went to blitz game tiebreaks.
And can you believe Alice is only 15 years old? She showed incredible maturity and resilience, overcoming setbacks to claim the title.
Finally, we have the ongoing European Championship 2025 taking place in Romania.
That's right. Over 375 players are competing for a prize pool of over 100,000 euros in this prestigious event.
GM Matthias Bluebaum won the European Chess Championship, and 20 players also qualified for the FIDE World Cup.
We also see familiar names like Daniel Darda and Pavel Eljanov following closely behind.
This tournament features an 11-round Swiss Open format with 90 minutes for the first 40 moves, followed by 30 minutes until the end of the game, plus 30-second increments for every move starting from the first one.
And the top 20 players will have the chance to enter the FIDE knockout tournament, where three chosen players can win a ticket to the candidates tournament.
Right. And I think that's why tournaments like the European Championship are so exciting. It's the perfect mix of experience and ambition.
Honestly, it's been such a privilege to break down all these events with you. There's just so much happening in the chess world right now. It's hard to keep up, but it's such an exciting time to be a fan.
Completely agree. And for all our listeners, thank you for joining us today. It's been great discussing these incredible tournaments with you, and we can't wait to see what unfolds next.
Thanks for listening to Chess Times. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with fellow chess lovers. Until next time, keep playing and keep improving. See you soon.